Charles, from all the practices against Aaron, what can you take going into a game against Aaron?
Man, I don't know. It's been a while since I practiced against him. You know what I mean? He's, you know, of course, he's one of the best to do it, man. So, you know, I think what you have to do with A-Rod, man, is just keep it simple, man. Don't try to do too much, because you know, he has the ability to hurt you. So, I'm not gonna go in there. Our team, our defense, we're not gonna go in there trying to do too much. Just keep it simple.
What does this game mean to you? Anything out of the ordinary or something extra special about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. I mean, I spent 7 years in Green Bay. You know, a lot of good times, a lot of you know, great years. Got a lot accomplished. But it's your old team. You know, moved on from there a couple of years ago, and now, you know, they're the opponent. So yeah, there's a little something there. But at the same time, it's a game, and we're focused on, you know, trying to do what we need to do to, you know, be as good as we can be. So as much as it is about, you know, Green Bay, it's about the Oakland Raiders.
So, Charles, you used to have those little battles with Aaron in practice and training camp and be able to pick him off when other guys couldn't. How much of that can you actually carry into what you know about him, some of those practices, some of those plays that you got used to knowing? Is that all something that's kind of filed away for you?
Well, it was a little bit different because, you know, back then when I was going against him so much, especially early on when he was, you know, behind Brett and we used to have our battles, you know, I was playing that corner. You know, so it was a little different, you know, in that respect. Now being at safety, you know, it's about, you know, me being patient in the back end, you know, not going for, you know, pump fakes and things like that. You know, you got to be, you know, patient when you're deep safety. So, you know, it'll be, you know, fun, or it is fun just, you know, watching the film and seeing his mechanics and the way he moves around. I never quite, you know, studied them, you know, like this, preparing for a game. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun to do it.
5 picks. Your instincts have always been great. Is that what's been the story again this season, or is it to the guys around you as well?
Say that one more time.
There are your 5 interceptions this year. Has that been your instincts, or has that also been the way things of your role in the defense?
It's all of those things. I mean, it's recognizing, you know, what the team is, you know, set up to do. You know, formations. I've always been pretty good at looking at formations and getting a good feel on what the other team is trying to do. You know, part of it is instincts, and then part of it is going out there and having confidence to make a play, and, you know, and going to get the ball. So I've always done that very well, and that's one thing I don't think I'll ever lose.
How good can Khalil Mack be, Charles?
Well, he's 5 sacks good, I can tell you that. I mean, he's a humble kid, man. He works hard. And you have those two things, you know, going for you. You know, add that with what he is physically. Just a very naturally strong kid, you know what I mean, and very raw. So he's as dominant as you're going to find, you know, along the line of scrimmage in his league already. And he's still a raw player, man. So his ceiling is very high.
You've also had a lot of snaps alongside James Jones. You'll be facing him out there this Sunday as well.
Say that one more time.
What about facing James Jones? A lot of experience around James.
Yeah, man. It'd be fun to go against James, man. James was a guy, man, I thought he was going to be, you know, on my team this year. But he went back there to Green Bay, man, back to, you know, where he was drafted, man, where he's comfortable, man. And I think he's done a great job. So it'd be fun to go against him, man. We just got to keep him from catching all those touchdowns he's been catching.
Charles, why do you do what you do? You had the shoulder injury in week one. We talked to Del Rio earlier. He talked about potentially sitting you in week three, but you keep playing through stuff when you got a Hall of Fame resume. You don't really have to do it.
I mean, I guess, man, it's what I've always done. I don't see really any reason to change him now. I mean, I played through, you know, a lot of pain throughout my career. You know, to me, I want to be a player that's available, you know, if I can go. Some things I feel like you just have to get out there and work through them. You can sit out if you want to, but for me, I feel like most things, you know, I can endure, you know, during the course of the game if you just give me the Sunday, and I can work my way through it. And sometimes it just takes a game or two for, you know, some of these things to, you know, kind of heal themselves up or become less painful, and you just keep rolling. So, I mean, I love being out there on the field, man. I never want to, you know, miss a snap if I don't have to. So I just love being out there.
Speaking of healing, how long did it take you to get over parting ways here?
To do what?
How long did it take you to get over, you know, parting ways with the Packers, or the Packers parting ways with you, I guess?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things that, you know, every time you talk about it, you know, it opens up the wound a little bit. You know what I mean? So now you're back this week talking about it. So now I'm angry again. You know what I mean?
Charles,
I guess I ain't gonna ever get over it.
You mentioned how you just still love playing, but I mean, did you? You're pushing 40. Did you ever envision this length of a career?
No, not at all, man. I mean, I remember when I first, you know, came there. I used, you know, talk to you guys about just taking it 1 year at a time. Then, you know, so I never envisioned, you know, getting this far into it, man. And just extremely, extremely blessed, you know, to still be able to go out here and play this game, man. It's a game I love, man, and I truly, you know, feel like I've had, you know, one of the best careers of any player out there, man. So I'm blessed to continue to keep doing it.
You know Reggie obviously very well from when you were both here. What do you think of the job he's doing, putting things in place now to where you guys are becoming really relevant again?
You said Reggie, right?
Yeah, Reggie McKenzie. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think Reggie's done an outstanding job, man, of just weathering the storm. You know, when he came in here, man, things were, you know, pretty much in shambles as far as financial situations. A lot of dead money on the books, you know, and things of that nature, man. And he had to wait around, you know, for him to be in a position to, you know, help change it. And you know, I think he's done, you know, a heck of a job, man, our last couple of drafts, getting in some really, really good young players, man, guys that are hungry and willing to work. And that's how you build a team, man. So I think this team is really starting to put that nucleus together that can play together for years to come, man, and that'll be great for the organization.
There were some years after you left here that obviously the Packers struggled on their back end, struggled in the secondary. Did you ever pay attention to those struggles they have? And, I mean, was that kind of vindication for you that they might have made a mistake in the short term?
Oh yeah, I pay close attention to it. I mean, when you let go, released, you know, whatever, you know, the message is that you're not good enough, to play out there, and they got something better to offer, you know, so I definitely pay close attention to it.
Is this an opportunity to show that you are something better to offer? That, I mean, you want to win, obviously, for the team, but a little more personal on the field?
Well, no, I think, I mean, from the time I left, I mean, I felt like I showed, you know, not only Green Bay, but just, you know, people in the NFL, period. I mean, there wasn't people knocking my door down, you know, to come play for them, you know, so they weren't the only ones that, you know, felt like I was, you know, pretty much done, you know, in the NFL. So, you know, each time, each year, you know, I've come back, man, I feel like I've proven, you know, not only to other people, but to myself, man, that this is what I was supposed to be doing.
So how did you, what was it like to go back to Oakland then? Because that was sort of an unceremonious release from there. Were there ever hard feelings there, and did you have to kind of put those away? How did you reconcile going back to Oakland?
You know, the thing about the time when I left Oakland, it was kind of mutual. You know what I mean? I was going my way; they were going theirs, and we, I guess, we had run our course. So, I mean, that just was what it was. So coming back, it was really a great reception. I don't think I expected it, you know, to have the kind of love, you know, that I had, you know, coming back from the fan standpoint. But it was awesome, man. So it was, pretty quick to, put whatever, you know, happened in the past behind and, just move forward. And it felt like I was able to, rekindle the love here in Oakland, if you will, man. It's been a great ride.
Charles, I know it's not surprising for you to play good football. It's what you've done your entire career. But at this age, playing secondary, have you maybe produced or done a little bit more this season than you could have expected?
No, this is exactly what I expected. Because I felt like when I came here, then I fully made the transition to the safety position. And I felt like a rookie as far as, you know, trying to learn the position and learn the different nuances of the position. So I felt like I was always going to get better. So this is my third year, you know, playing the safety position. And I felt like I have each year that I played it gotten better. So this is exactly what I expect.
That begs the question, how many years of good football do you feel like you still have left in your body?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm not looking past this one. You know, it's I know I got enough to finish this season out. And then after that, man, I don't know.
Would that mean something to you, playing football at 40, playing the NFL at 40?
Nah, I don't think about 40, man. It means something to me now, you know, to be playing now and to, you know, be helping this team, you know, and be a positive influence on the guys around me. That's what's most important. I'm not even looking at 40 at this point.
So leaving Oakland, thinking you might or asking about maybe can we go to Jacksonville, and you end up in Green Bay. Besides the Super Bowl ring and the trip to the White House, what's the biggest thing that you drew out of your time with the Green Bay Packers?
Man, I think it's just giving things a chance. You know, it's been documented, you know, over and over, you know, about when I first went there and, you know, kind of the apprehension, you know, about going there. But man, you know, just getting there, man, and then finally, you know, getting entrenched within the Packer community and all the people in Wisconsin, man, and being around that organization and the uniqueness that it had or that it has, just had to give it a chance. And I'm very fortunate, you know, to have gone there, man, and spent, you know, 7 years there, and it was a wonderful experience.
You know, I remember doing a story on you when you got to 50 interceptions or whatever, some sort of milestone. Now you're tied for fifth. Do you keep an eye on it? Listen, I mean, what does all this stuff mean to you? I mean, you're closing in on, oh, you're only 16 away from number one, and hell, you could get there, you know?
Man, it means everything. I mean, this game is about production. If you're not producing, it'll chew you up and spit you out. So for me, man, it just you know, proves that I'm, you know, one of the best players, man, to just put on a uniform and continue to do what I do and continue to make plays, you know, regardless of, you know, how old I am. I'm able to go out there and produce, man, and that's what it's all about.
On to this game, you've obviously seen Aaron and this offense score a billion points at times. What have you seen out of this year's team where they've, you know, sputtered here and there?
Yeah, I think they started out, you know, pretty hot, you know, early on in the season, and things have kind of, you know, quieted down a little bit. But you know, it's just one of those things where at any time, you know, they can explode. So we just have to do a good job, man, of limiting big plays from their team. You know, Eddie Lacy has come back and he's had a couple of great weeks, helping that team move forward. So we had to contain that running game, man, and you know it's always about A-Rod, so we just gotta limit him from doing his thing, man. If we can do that, we'll be fine.
Charles, has it helped you to feel like you're still connected to the community here, the city, the fact that your brother's still here and living here, thriving here as a business owner?
So say that again.
Has it helped you to feel connected to this city, the community, the fact that your brother's still here and as often as you guys talk?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to be connected, you know, regardless of if my brother was there or not. I mean, like I say, man, I spent seven years there. You know, this championship player of the year, got married there. My youngest son was born there. So, I mean, I'm always going to be connected, you know, regardless. So, there's always going to be love between me and Green Bay.
You finally picked off Peyton. What would it mean to pick off Rodgers, and what would you do with the football?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great to get him, man. But in the ball, I mean, of course, I'm keeping it. I don't know where I put it yet, but I definitely keep it. But, you know, it would be great to pick him off. I mean, it's about winning the game. It's about winning the turnover battle. And so if you're able to get interceptions or whatever it is, man, it's the right direction for your team that day. So it would be great to do it.
Joe Witt said that you had, I'm assuming you texted Sam Shields when he got hurt. Is that accurate? And what made you reach out to Sam?
Well, me and Sam talk, you know, periodically, you know, throughout the season, text, you know, we'll talk on the phone every now and then. But, I mean, I just talk to him, and I'm just encouraged. I just try to give him words of encouragement for whatever situation it is. And actually, when he got hurt, I actually talked to Joe, and, you know, Joe was just going to, you know, relay a message to me, but I'll relay a message to him. But, Sam, man, is, man, outstanding, you know, young player, man, and I knew it early on coming in, man. So I'm just very proud of Sam, man. I know he had to play through some pain, you know, which we all do, and he's producing. So that's great for him.